Father, we ask that you bless the words and thoughts that we will express and help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. And amen. My text to you today is in Psalms. Psalms 23 and verse 6. Let's read that together. Psalms 23 and verse 6. Surely, goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that wonderful words by the psalmist? Surely goodness and loving kindness. Or some versions have mercy. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, the psalmist says, and we can take that it means without doubt. Beyond any question, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He expresses this joy and this confidence, this optimism, this hope, because he knows and believes God's words and promises. He knows that Yahweh is his God, and he is part of God's family. That's why he can express this verse the way it is worded. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, that is not only talking about the present. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's not only addressing the present, but it's addressing the future. And he can only say this with that kind of confidence because he knows of the Lord's goodness and mercy. Or loving kindness, goodness and loving kindness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Father God. If we receive the justice that we are really due for our lives and the way we live our lives, we would no doubt all be destroyed. But by faith in him, we are saved. By faith in Jesus Christ and the Father God, we are saved. We are one of his children. We are part of his family. We look forward with the assurance that we are going to be in his kingdom. God, regardless of what others say and regardless of the prevailing conditions economically and spiritually in our world and in our nation, regardless of all of these things, God has it all under control. And we should not be anxious. We should not be worried. We should not be fearful. We should not be uncertain about tomorrow. Not for us, not for our brothers and sisters, but for sure, it's not uncertain for us. As long as we know God, as long as we claim Him as our God and Yeshua as our Lord and Savior, as long as we hold that assurance, as long as we keep that relationship sure Tomorrow is not uncertain. We are promised that we will be in His family and with Him forever and ever. God holds tomorrow. God holds tomorrow. He knows all about tomorrow and what it holds for us. God holds today. And God holds the past. Today I would like to speak to you concerning faith. Last week, we had a message about faith, and the message was, grow your faith. Today, the message is, accept it all by faith. Accept it all by faith. You know, there are churches, there are ministers that believe that you only have to accept part of it by faith. Some believe that you can separate the old from the new, the New Testament from the Old Testament. But you know, that is man's way of doing things. The Lord places emphasis on not one jot or one tittle will pass away until all be fulfilled. In Revelation, it lets us know that man is not to change one letter of God's word without serious repercussion. All of God's Word is important. All of God's Word is relevant. And I say to you and firmly believe it all stands together. Old Testament, New Testament, all of God's Word stands together or it falls together. It's all important. You can't have the new without the old. The old gives importance, basis, foundation to the new. God's Word is the whole Word. It's all of His Word. We don't separate it. The same faith that was required in the old is required in the new. And I say, yes, accept the past with faith. Let's go to Genesis 1 and 1, David. Genesis 1 and 1. My message to you, accept it all by faith. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you believe it? Or is science trying to tell you otherwise? Science and the so-called wisdom of men, is that influencing you? It shouldn't. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Isn't that wonderful? That's how things came about. It came about because God spoke it into existence. Because God took the creative actions that He did. Let's go to Genesis 2, starting at verse 1. Foundations for our faith. That God holds also the past. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. By the seventh day, God completed his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. Now listen to this, and let it come over and over in your memory. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. How did all of this come about? How did it happen? Just as I've read you. Do you have faith that things happen exactly like the Word of God lets us know that it did? It really requires more faith to believe in any other option or alternative method of creation. It requires more faith to believe those than it does that Almighty Creator God brought this into existence. Accept the past with faith. You know, these verses let us know just one day, any day out of the week. These verses let us know if we would just but read and believe what we read. One day out of seven is not good enough in our worship to God, in our belief of the real Lord's Day, the day in which God would have us to worship Him, the special day out of each and every week. It's not just one in seven. It's a special day. The seventh day. The sixth day won't get it. The second day, third day, fourth day won't get it. The first day won't get it. Your Bible says the Lord God rested on the seventh day. And he not only rested on it himself, setting us the example, but he blessed that day. Not any day. Not the first day. Not any other day. But the seventh day was blessed and sanctified, meaning made holy, set apart as holy. That's why we're here today. That's why we remember the fourth commandment. The commandment written by the finger of God, as if we could ever forget it, or any of the other of the ten. Remember, God says, my Sabbath, to keep it holy. Do all your work, all your other things on the other day, days out of the week, but not his blessed holy time period from Friday night at sundown to Saturday night at sundown. That special holy time to God. It's not to be treated lightly. It's not to be treated like every other day, whether it's the first day or the sixth day. It's special time period. It's a holy day. We should accept, in thinking about our faith and the past, accept it all that is in the past, all that was, including the Old Testament. Accept it all through faith. Accept the flood regardless of what other men say. The Bible says there was a great flood. And it tells you why. There was sin prevalent. There was crime prevalent. There was all manner of evil. Men's hearts continually was on sin and evil. God had enough. There was a separation to be made. And God made that separation. You either went through the door of the ark, or you were outside the door and outside the ark of safety. And if you were outside that door of the ark of safety, you didn't make it. There's going to be a great separation in the future. Many are not going to make it. The majority is not going to make it. If you believe the word of God. There's going to be a great separation in the future. Accept by faith all of the things of the past. Of the flood, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Of God's promised blessings. If you would do what He laid forth to receive those blessings. Accept that God has those same blessings for you. If now, today, if you would respond to Him the same as He required of old. The blessings are just as relevant, pertinent to you. And the requirements are the same. God has these blessings, but God also had curses for the ones that would not obey Him and stay in Him and react to Him. God's dietary laws, the prophecies, the Messiah coming, salvation, God's Holy Spirit coming to indwell personally each one of us as we ask God for His Holy Spirit. It's a gift. It's a free gift. God will not withhold that from you as a child of His. Ask for God's Holy Spirit to comfort, to lead, to guide, to remind, to help, to be there with you each moment of each day of your life. The days of festivity. Jew and Gentile, family of God. God's kingdom and beyond. Yes, it's all in God's plan. Accept the past. Accept it all. Accept the present also with faith. Have the same confidence that the psalmist had with his conviction in these words, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Conviction that he has a made up mind. He's going to do this today. In the present, just as you are and I are here in the house of God. The psalmist said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He said that with conviction. And he said it also knowing that he would be in the house of the Lord forever in the future. Let's read similar words, related words of Jesus in John 14 and 1. Let's go to John 14 and 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Aren't those wonderful words? Jesus is preparing a place for us. God has a dwelling place for us. And He says, I'm preparing that place for you, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Let's also go to Psalms 27 and verse 4. Psalms 27 and verse 4. Now listen to these words. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple. The psalmist wrote these words of commitment that he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I say, commit yourself today. This is the present. Accept it all by faith. Accept the present, all of it, by faith. And commit yourself to worshiping Him in His house. Commit yourself to God. He is your God. You are His son or daughter. Commit yourself that in your life, till that last breath, it will always remain the same. You'll be holding on to Him. Commit yourself to His truths, those that we find in His Word. His Word lets us know, verifies the truth that He has for us. And lastly, accept it all by faith, what comes for tomorrow. Accept the future in faith. Say with the psalmist, after this life, and the flesh is over, I will go to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We know by God's Word that heaven, God's place for us, that He is preparing, it is a prepared place for a prepared people. He wants us to be prepared. He wants us to abide in His truth. He wants us to search His truth. Then He wants us to believe His truth. Then He wants us to do to the best of our abilities His truth. Heaven is a prepared home for prepared people. Heaven is a place of perpetual praises. And we won't have the limitations there that we do now. No limitations to perpetual praises to Him. Also, heaven is a place of perpetual beauty. There will not even be any impure thoughts. And I know you, as I have at times thoughts that are beyond us to control, thoughts that are not what we would like for them to be, that are less than what we know that God would have us to be thinking. There will be no limitations on the purity, even in our thoughts, as we are in that place that's prepared by God. And heaven is going to be a place where payments are are made. Let's see what Mark 9:41 says. Mark 9:41. For whosoever gives you a cup of water to drink because of your name as followers of Christ, truly I say to you, he will not lose his reward. Those are the payments that we're talking about. There's going to come a time in which payments will be made, a time and place. And we will be rewarded according to our works, how we live our life, how devoted, how committed that we are to Him will determine the degree of our rewards. Not whether we get to be in the kingdom of God, not to determine whether we are a child of God, but the rewards when we're there. Let's go to Revelation 22 and 12. We will receive rewards. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. Yes, there's going to be a payment time. We will receive rewards. And someone has said that there will be that time in which those rewards are given. And when we find ourselves in the kingdom of God and in heaven and with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our cup will literally be running over with joy. And if you would look at it like that, with rewards. But someone has also said, all of our cups won't be the same size. Some of us will have large cups, overflowing. Some of us will have smaller cups, overflowing. Each one receiving according to what he has done. We should be thankful to God that He's the judge, that we're not in the hand of men for our rewards. And I would say to you in closing, let us commit our lives to God and work for Him in such a way that our rewards from Him overflow our capacity to receive. God says, I am. That's who He is. Do you have that faith to accept God's word of who He is and why we are here and what He has for us? God says, I am. I have always been. And I will always be. You have a loving Father God, Yahweh of old, the one true living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you have His one and only begotten Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And they love you and I more than we can possibly know. But let's remind ourselves, accept it all by faith. I'd like for us to close by saying our blessing to each other and to God in Numbers 6 and 24. Let's all stand. Let's repeat this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His face on you and give you peace. Thank you, God. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father,